The Independent Electoral Commission is getting ready for this weekend's first round of voter registration. South Africans will go to the polls for the local government elections later in the year, but will only be able to vote if they are registered. This week we focus on the do's and don'ts of the voter registration weekend and what we should expect. We speak to Mos Spitzo from IEC's Gauteng office. Mos, good afternoon to you and welcome to the program.
Good evening, sir, and good evening to your listeners.
This is a very important weekend in the run-up to the elections later this year. How will it work at voting stations this weekend?
Voting stations this weekend will be turned into registration weekends. People can visit our registration stations. There'll be the registration voting stations will be registration stations. They can then visit between 8 and 5 to first register if they're first-time voters, or update their registration statuses if they have been on the voter's roll previously.
Okay, so that is so what is expected over the weekend. Is it a similar process as during the national elections? Is there anything different? What can we expect?
Yeah, look, the registration is one of the administrative processes that the IC has got to undertake to ensure that it keeps the voter's roll active, alive, and responsive to the realities in the country. So we have to maintain the voter's roll. So we will be, as we do through all elections, undertake registration weekends. But remember, we also register every day of the week during the week at the municipal offices. But as it rates this week, we're just going to be registering. We're opening all the voting stations so that people must now know during the time, when the time comes for them to vote, which are the stations where they are registered.
Okay, and in terms of laws that apply for registration for elections, do the same laws apply? For example, can political parties do electioneering at the voting stations, etc.?
Remember, as indicated, registration is an administrative process that we undertake to maintain the voter's roll. So it is not as a process highlighted in the law in terms of parties that they cannot do this or that. But we in the province have a gentleman's agreement with parties that the regulations as they are effective when voting should also take, you know, effect now when people are registering. The things that we don't do when people are voting, we should not do them as people are registering.
And how do you assist when dealing with people with disabilities? Do you have to register in person?
All of us in the country have to register in person. However, special provisions are always made for people with disabilities. For instance, people could either apply for us to visit them in their places of residence, whether it's in an old age home or it is in their own homes. Alternatively, when they come to the registration station, they will then be brought to the front in front of everyone so that they do not have to spend time at the registration station as they do with voting. So they would come through and be the first in the queue. Their issues are addressed, then they can leave.
Is everything in order for the weekend? Can we expect a smooth flow of events over the weekend?
Yes, as the IEC, we're 100% ready. We promise all our voters in the province that their experience at our voting stations would be an excellent one. They'll take as little time as possible, and then the treatment that we'll get will be above board.
Thank you very much for sharing the information.
You're welcome, sir.
That's awesome, Mos. But so speaking about Voter Registration Week, have you registered as yet? You've got to check up and just see that are you registered at the right voting station so that you vote for the correct municipal or the ward councillor. If you haven't voted as yet, then or you haven't registered as yet, or you've never voted before this, do get registered. We're obviously part of the national campaign that has been undertaken by Muslim organizations, civil society, to get Muslims to be active citizens in this country. It is in that light that we had the huge panel discussion over the weekend to encourage people to get involved. Remember, you need to play your role. It is part of your being a citizen in this country, the new term that I've heard the ulama referring to, the fiqh of citizenry, fiqhul muwatana, the fiqh of citizenry. Yes, so that is something that has been under the spotlight now, and we need to be aware in that regard.